I know it is the worst sound in the world. I'm sorry to even play it. But this is what it can sound like when a brand new baby is withdrawing from opioids. Dr. David Shimana saw this a lot when he practiced at Munson Medical Center. It's called neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. And Dr. Shimana talks about it in this public service video.
The inconsolable cry, difficulty feeding, even though they have frantic sucking. They may be scratching their faces.
Now, this same hospital also has a meditation room with a lot of big stained glass windows. It overlooks a very snowy parking lot. And that is where I meet Sarah for the first time.
I'm nervous about telling people about it just because of, I mean, I got to get over that. It will help people, you know.
Sarah is asking that we only use her first name. And for years, she and her husband wanted to have a baby. She had two miscarriages, and gradually over time, the opioids that she was using for her anxiety turned into heroin use.
And I ended up getting in trouble with my addiction. And I went to jail for 4 months. And when I got out, the day I got out, I actually got pregnant.
And for Sarah, this felt like a miracle because she had used that time in jail to get clean, to go to support groups, to start exercising. And this miracle, she decided, was not going to be wasted. She started running road races. She lost 130 pounds. She quit smoking. But the cravings were still there, and they were rough, and she was worried about them. So she went to go see Dr. Julia Riddle.
Most moms, they want to keep their baby, and they may have had the worst past ever, but this is that moment that can totally change their lives.
Dr. Riddle's entire practice is just about serving pregnant women with opiate addictions. And often they are facing so much guilt and shame, she says, even what they're getting from their own families.
They lock them in rooms to make them withdraw because they, like, you shouldn't be using when you're pregnant.
That actually is the worst thing you can do, she says. Do not lock anybody in a room to withdraw because sudden withdrawal can cause seizures and miscarriage. And most moms, Dr. Riddle says, are like Sarah. They want to do whatever they have to keep this kid.
And I knew consequences. And I really wanted my kids so bad, and I wanted to do the right thing. I mean, Dr. Riddle, she knew how to get me through it.
Getting through it for Sarah meant Dr. Riddle prescribing something called buprenorphine. It helps people quit heroin and other opioids, and it got Sarah through her first pregnancy with her daughter.
She's a mini-me. I love her to death, and she's amazing.
Then just a few months after her daughter was born, Sarah got pregnant again, and she kept taking that buprenorphine that Dr. Riddle prescribed just to stay stable. But this buprenorphine can also have opioid-like effects. And even though some doctors feel like it really reduces the risk for NAS overall, that risk is still there. And this time when Sarah gave birth, her baby did show symptoms of NAS. He had some diarrhea, some discomfort, a rash. It meant a couple extra days in the hospital, but then when she took him home, he was totally fine.
He's perfect. He's my little boy I've always wanted.
We still don't know if there are long-term effects from NAS. This is something that doctors are studying. They're following kids for years as they grow up. And Sarah has not talked to her kids yet about her past. As far as they know, she says, she's the mom that they come cheer for at road races. But when they're a little bit older, she says, she might reach out to other moms who are going through opiate addiction, just so that they know it's something they can talk about. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Kate Wells.